Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I'm in the spot where, like, a guy like Paterka, or even Dahlin, if he came to you and said he wants to move, like, well, man, that's tough luck, man. Like, you signed a contract at this point. Like, I think you got to start pushing back. If you're just letting everybody who comes to you and says, well, I'm unhappy, okay, we'll move you, like, you're setting a bad precedent. You have to push back a little bit. And I think that's maybe one of the reasons why they're not so keen on trading Paterka. Well, yeah, you might be happy. Well, I don't know, man. You got 4 years until you're an unrestricted free agent. So, I don't know. What are you going to do? Go get an offer sheet, please, because we're just going to match it.
Chad DeDominicis there of expectedbuffalo.com. I don't agree with the notion that Dahlin and Paterka are on the same boat there. Paterka did not really sign a contract. You don't have a choice. You get drafted, and it's, here, this is your way to play in the NHL, and then we have your rights forever until you're like 27. So I don't agree it's you signed a contract. You want to be that way with Dahlin or Thompson, then that's fine. But
well, that is the system, though. Like,
oh, it's the system, but
you still have the leverage. You still have the rights.
It means it's not the same to me. You don't have a choice.
Well, because if you didn't have the rights, then he could wield that hammer over you. Like, you have to do something because I can leave in a year. He can't do that because of the way they've set up the league.
Oh, I know. It's not right that the league is like that.
Right.
So I don't think that they're in the same boat. You signed a contract. I don't agree with that. You get drafted. You want to go somewhere else. Like, please. I don't want to. Thanks for the time.
Uh-huh.
I did not sign a contract. Now you're telling me sign a deal for what, 4 years? So then you can then say to me, well, you signed a deal. Like, the teams have all the power early on. And for an agent and a player to want to say, I'd like to do something else, I don't think an organization, again, they don't have to give in.
No, right, but you're.
But it's not the same.
But they do have the power. So you're saying they should just forego that power?
I'm saying it's not the same.
Okay.
He used Dahlin and Paterka as the same scenario, and I do not think it's the same.
I mean, you have control over both of them because of different reasons, but you still have control over both
right,
of them.
In one case, one player signed a max contract to commit to 8 years.
Uh-huh.
In the other case, a guy stood there and you said, we'll take you. Would
right.
you like to sign an NHL minimum deal to play in this league to make money playing hockey? Like, they're not close to the same to me.
But the team has to treat them as the same.
I don't agree the team has to treat them as the same.
I mean, because otherwise you're just that's what I mean. Like, they're both assets that you now have under
that's
your
right.
control for the same amount of years.
That's right.
Well, actually, Dahlin's is longer, technically. But, like, why do I care what the why the reason is?
It's just not the same reason.
Because I'm building a team.
That's right. Why trade anybody then?
Well, that's the thing, part of the point. Why trade anybody that the reason they want out is I'm unhappy? Well, I have...
In part because the GM stood at a podium and said that was reason to trade people.
But that was... They need to not do that, though. I know he said it, but there needs to be a change, I think, of added. I agree with a lot of what Chad said there, that you can't just trade everybody that says that because you should probably assume they all are unhappy.
That's right. And there's a difference between the guys that got to a contract and said, I would like the maximum term to sign versus a guy that never did that. He never did that. One of the reasons we don't begrudge Reinhardt for leaving is because he never signed long term.
That's right.
And people get mad at Eichel because he did commit long term.
But if Reinhardt had three more years before he was a UFA, would they have traded him?
I don't know. Maybe they would have, maybe not. But the point is he didn't.
Because Adams has said specifically the reason they trade him is because he could leave in a year.
That's right.
That's why they dealt
him. Why could he leave in a year? Why aren't fans mad about that? Because he did not ever commit long term. I'm sure the Sabres might have offered a 6-year deal at low market value, and he said, I'm worth more, so he never got more than a year to 2 years at a time. So to me, it's not the same, the player that is drafted versus the player that has, yes, agreed to 8 years. After being drafted, after being here for your, like it's your first 3 years is your orientation. Now, how would you feel about this? I'd like 8 years and $80 million. Okay. Now, you've made an 8-year commitment, and no player that's drafted has done that. You're gonna go back in. You're gonna go back in the draft and sit out. I want to play hockey. I'm trying to show the league I can play. Mm-hmm. Trying to make money playing hockey. I'll give this a chance.
The but that's where if you sit in a room with Paterka and say, okay, like you didn't choose to be here, but what are you gonna do instead?
I'm gonna ask you to make something happen.
And if I say no, you have just as little power as the guy with the contract. Because
that's right.
Well, he doesn't just as little because he's the offer sheet.
There are no threats to sit out. There's just he can sign an offer sheet, and everyone loves. It's funny, like the league is still trying to get its story straight on offer sheets. Thank you for signing an offer sheet because we'll just match it. For 10 years, I was told don't do that. It's too mean. Right. Now it's too nice. Now it's too nice to sign an offer sheet. Which is it? And the point that was made by Frank Saravelli, who I think pretty tight with the agent for Paterka, to say, you front load an offer sheet where they have to write a check for $16 million. That is not all teams are created equal.
Mm-hmm.
That might get them out of there. Back when the NFL had offer sheets, they had poison pills, right? The poison pill was put in where, hey, this deal says this guy has to be the highest paid lineman on your team. And a team already had a lineman that was higher. So, like,
wasn't there something, it wasn't that, wasn't there something when the Bills offer sheeted Charles Clay like that? There was something weird in that offer sheet, I thought I remember, but I don't remember what it was.
That was a transition tag, I believe.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's all that it was, that was different.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
But either way, I'm trying to figure out why they shouldn't just say no to him if there isn't a deal that makes them better.
Well, of course. I'm not saying just do it to do it.
Right.
The whole point is
the same way I would say no to Dahlin right now if he ever were to do that, if I don't have a deal that makes them better.
Well, here's one way to say why it would be bad to never accept the deal. I'm not like don't give in to everybody, but the story came from Jim Nill. He traded Marchment to Seattle.
Yeah.
And he did it from one state with no income tax to another state with no income tax.
Mm-hmm.
And was it Friedman or was it Jeff Merrick? One of them said...
Merrick. It was Merrick.
One of the ways to do right by your players is when they sign to play with you for less, if you're going to trade them, you're going to trade them someplace where they're not taking a financial hit. So Jim Nill will be looked at by agents and players as like, hey, he did Marchment a solid. This guy's word is pretty good. And while... it's a horrible spot to get into. It's a spot the Sabres are often stuck in. Oh, I got to make sure I look like the strong man. Like, congratulations. Sometimes that's going to hurt you. The Sabres tried to play strong man with Eichel and horribly damaged their reputation among players. So you don't have to trade him. That's right. You don't have to. But
yeah,
the things you do along the way, when put between a rock and a hard place, like, you have to decide what the damage is worth. And I'm not sure. I'm not sitting here telling you there's a ton of damage if you don't trade J.J. Paterka. But how you are viewed by the players, by what you do, by how you treat their families, by everything, all that stuff matters.
Yeah. No, the difference, though, to me would be there's strongman in the name of pettiness, and there's strongman in the name of, like, in the name of your reputation being, you can't push us around. And then there is strongman in the name of the making the team as good as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't do that with Eichel. When they played strongman with Eichel, it was being petty over a surgery and him wanting out. It wasn't to keep him here, right? Like, because that to me is what you would be doing, the difference in what you'd be doing with Paterka or maybe in the future Dahlin is, I'm not doing it because I'm mad at you. I'm doing it because I need you to play because I'm trying to make the team good. If they had done that with Eichel, I would have had way more respect for it. Not strongman of, no, you're not allowed to get this surgery, and we're still going to talk to teams, and we're going to have to figure that out. More, I would have had more respect for it if it was, okay, you asked for a trade. No, we're not doing it. Like, you're playing for the Buffalo Sabres. You're under contract for 5 years.
Well, the obvious question is, should they have traded Reinhardt?
They didn't do that.
Should they have traded Reinhardt sooner? Because what we're talking about with Paterka is an end date. Let's say he just doesn't want to be here. Oh, I've got you for 4 years. You walked Reinhardt to the line and said, we have to trade you because we're not going to lose you for nothing.
Right.
So should they have traded Reinhardt the year before to try to get more? Because when they trade him, he's an RFA, and any team that acquires him knows he can go to free agency.
Uh-huh.
Is he less valuable at that point? Because
2 years before, you're saying now, instead of one?
Instead of 1 year before, he traded 2 years before.
He's more valuable, but I also wouldn't have done that because I was still trying to win.
Okay.
Right?
Because with Paterka, again, like, I don't need him gone, for sure I don't need him gone, but I just don't think you should be viewing it in some binary, oh, they're just capitulating to J.J. Paterka, because if he's a piece that can, of course, make them better, then, yeah, sure.
It's just, for me, I am worried that they are not far away from the top players hitting the eject button. And in my opinion, Paterka helps them win. And if I'm building a team that is going to avoid, in a year or two, Thompson and Dahlin continuing to kind of march towards, oh, I don't know if I want to be here for the long haul, I think I want Paterka to help avoid that. And he can't get out before they probably would come to you and ask for that trade. If he can't really get out for 3 or 4 years, like, I've got my Dahlin or Tage answer by then. If they're still bad by then,
boy,
like,
I mean,
those two are already gone. Or those two are at least already asking for trades, and then the whole thing is over. And then Paterka is the least of my worries.
I mean, is it over, or do you not have to trade him? You've been telling me you just wait. You hold him hostage.
That's right.
Also, didn't you just make me like 5 Paterka trade offers?
I did. Those are 5 that I would do. Yeah.
803-0550.
Jay, I would bet none of those are also out there for them right
Jay
now.
Jay, we got a break. Sorry, Jay. Jay had a Bills call. We'll get to Jay on the other side. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.